this is Andy Kaufman, president of the Institute for Leadership Excellence Development Corporate. Thank you for joining us for this special premium edition of the People and Projects podcast. You know, if you haven't already, make sure you listen to my two interviews with Dr. David Hilson, the celebrated risk doctor from the UK. In this premium edition, I want to stress some important points for your consideration. You know, first, how would you describe your attitude about risk? In the first portion of the interview, David talked about the work he's done with risk attitudes. And you'll recall perhaps his triple strand model, the conscious, the subconscious, and the emotional. You know, each of these strands, they set up biases for how we view risk and how we respond to it. Now, personally, I got to tell you, I am not a major risk taker by nature. But as I mentioned in the interview, I've learned over time how to change how I look at risk. Less is something to be avoided and more about it's something to be managed. I've known people in leadership positions, they are paralyzingly too cautious or irresponsibly too casual when it comes to risk. And both can be harmful. Understanding how you view risk, for me to understand how I view risk, it can provide insight into potential blind spots that are impacting our ability to successfully deliver projects as well as lead our teams. Now, an action on this could be to have your team listen to my interviews with David and then just have an open discussion about how each person on your team views risk and maybe even how your team views risk. And let me encourage you. Be transparent with your team as you have this conversation, because that will make it easier for them to be transparent with their risk views and attitudes as well. Secondly, how actively are you using basic risk management practices? I sincerely wish I would have learned the basic steps of risk planning and identification and analysis and developing risk responses much earlier in my career. You know, you don't need a PhD in risk management to get practical value from the techniques. In fact, I found this just basic risk management practices, it can make a huge impact in your ability to successfully deliver projects. Now, if you're a PMP or you work in a mature project organization, you probably already know about these processes and you use them regularly. But if not, a practical action that you can take is to learn more about these processes and start implementing them. And let me invite you, stay tuned for the end of this premium episode for a gift that I have for you regarding this. And then finally, how are you going about improving the project practices in your organization? Do you recall the discussion I had with David regarding mandating? I like to subscribe to the Agile principles of just enough, just in time, and just because. You know, when working to help my own organization as well as other organizations get better, I like to remember the just enough process. Don't overdo it, just enough. Just in time is more about don't apply the process any sooner than you need to. So for example, sometimes people try to get better with estimates and they try to come up with definitive estimates when they still don't know enough about the project. No, no, you wait until you know more. There's just enough, don't overdo it, and just in time, do it just when you need. But sometimes we also have to do things just because. It could be that there's not a whole lot of personal benefit, but organizationally, there's benefit there. So sometimes we have to mandate just because, but you have to be careful about that approach. David's advice, do you remember this, was to put more focus on the benefits. You know what I find? Salespeople get this, maybe a lot more than other groups do. Benefits are what sell. Keep the focus on the benefits, the what's in it for me as you try to communicate to other people. And let's face it, if the what's in it for the individual people isn't all that high, well, what's in it for us? Is there a greater benefit for us all? Sometimes it's just because, but remember these other techniques as well. As David mentioned, actually using the result of the risk planning as opposed to just putting it on the shelf, yeah, that can be pretty helpful as well. Okay, here's that gift I mentioned earlier. I have an e-learning program entitled What You Need to Know About Risk Management. It's normally $49.95 US, but for my premium subscribers, you can get access to the learning for $4.95. Now, the truth is, I might as well give it to you for free, and I actually considered that. However, I found that sometimes when people get it for free, you're maybe less likely to take action on it. So for almost no cost, you'll get a really good understanding of important risk management practices, and they'll help you and your team get better at managing risks. Make sure to check out the show notes for this premium podcast episode and use a coupon code of RISK495 and you can take advantage of the offer. Well, thank you for being a premium subscriber to the People and Projects podcast. I greatly appreciate it. And please let me know what questions you have and if there's anything I can do to help you lead and deliver. And thank you for joining me for this premium episode of the People and Projects Podcast. Have yourself a great week.